There's also, Tom, a lot of change going on in Washington, of course, as we know with the new administration. And then you think about health care, Tom, it's going to be a big issue for this Biden administration. And one of the areas that I think regulators and certainly consumers have focused on is the pricing that you get from hospitals. When you get your hospital bill after a stay and you think about, wow, where did those costs come from? So it's hospital price transparency is a big, big issue for healthcare regulators. Sarah Hansard, Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter, joins us. Sarah, let's talk about the bill that a patient receives upon checking out of the hospital and the surprise factor there. Talk to us about hospital price transparency.
Okay. The bills that consumers receive, the initial price has nothing to do with what the insurer pays. And what the Trump administration did was they issued a regulation requiring hospitals as of January 1st of this year to show what they are actually paid by insurers. It was sold as something to help consumers. It's not really, this isn't really going to be that helpful to consumers, because mainly what consumers need to know is how much the consumer themselves is going to have to pay. But employers really do want that information, because they want to know if they're paying way more than, you know, another company in their town to the same hospital. And in many cases they are. The data that's come out so far, there was one hospital that I cited in my story. It's Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak, Michigan, outside of Detroit. They show the disparity in prices there. The prices range from $36,000 to Aetna for a certain brain procedure to the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan was paying over $162,000. And this particular hospital, it's a good hospital. The employers all say that this is a hospital that is reporting the data the way they should be, which a lot of them are not. So I'm not trying to jab at this hospital, but it shows the difference in prices. And the hospital itself says it's almost impossible to report the data on the same basis, because different patients may have different severity.
Okay, I'll go with that. The different patients have different severity. But this seems to be like a complete fiction. To President Trump's defense, I mean, this has got to be the biggest ad for socialized medicine, one-price medicine, I've ever heard.
Well, I actually talked about that when I was interviewing the people. And you get into, like, you know, a million other issues with that. I mean, you know, what would happen to the overall cost? You know, would they actually control costs? Massachusetts has a statewide budget. That may be one thing that they may want to consider. You know, as far as Medicare, the doctors in the hospitals continually say that they're not paid enough under Medicare. There are a lot of questions about that, because Medicare does try to study, you know, how much these different hospitals and doctors should be paid. So, you know, why is that? What the hospitals and the doctors end up doing is they end up charging companies more, which, you know, the companies are very concerned with, but they haven't found any way to stop it. So, you know, there are some companies who are saying, you know, we're willing to consider Medicare for all, but there's a whole lot of questions there. They're not necessarily convinced that in the end they would save money. Who knows? It's a huge question.
So, Sarah, if you know, we would all like to see greater transparency for hospital pricing, who would actually try to enforce that? Is there some federal agency that does that, or is it still state by state, or is it still just individual hospitals?
It's the HHS now under this rule, and the employers are hoping that the Biden administration hasn't focused on this rule because they're focused on COVID and so many other things, but the employers are hoping that they keep it. The hospitals have filed a lawsuit against it, but so far the hospitals have lost in the courts. The hospitals are trying to get the Biden administration to revise it. It's HHS that's enforcing this, but the penalties are so low. They're only $300.
Okay.
Not very much.
You're so expert at this, Sarah. We got to line up the ducks. What do the hospitals fear?
Well, I think they fear exactly what you see here with Beaumont Royal Oak, that employers are going to look at this and they're going, wait a minute. Well, why am I paying $165,000 or $162,000 through Blue Cross Blue Shield
okay.
Michigan, which is the state's largest insurer, and Aetna's getting
okay.
$36,000.
Complete common sense. The late Uwe Reinhardt at Princeton would say the public's not engaged because for the public it's a free ride. Is that right?
It's not really a free ride, but what he was getting at was it's the third-party payer system. I mean, when you and I, you know, we have excellent health insurance here at BNA. When I go to the doctor, I pay a modest copay, and that's it. I don't know what Bloomberg is paying. And, you know, that's why when you get the EOB, they show you, you know, here's what the cost, here's what your doctor billed, here's what they actually paid. There's
great.
A huge difference. You know, we don't even know.
Okay.
We don't even know.
Okay, we're out of time. We got to do this again, Sarah. I mean, Paul and I want to go like 3 hours in this conversation. As we all know, other than the Kansas City Chiefs, this is the number one topic at the Thanksgiving table. Sarah Hansard, thank you so much. Bloomberg Law, healthcare reporter.